This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Ethan's Thoughts. In today's episode, we have another rankings episode. We are ranking 12 things. That's a lot of things. I wonder what you think we're ranking. Well, I've ranked the seasons. I've ranked some holidays. I've ranked the days of the week. But let's rank the months. That's right. January through December, I'm going to rank them in order of which ones I think are the best and why. And we're going to start at the bottom and go all the way up. There's 12 months in the year. If you enjoy the episode, follow the podcast, and I will see you guys in this episode. All right, all right. Wait, it's like Matthew McConaughey. All right, all right, all right. So, this is going to be a pretty good list. I have really awesome, absolutely awesome reasons to why I've made this list and the order that I put them in. Reminder, this is my opinion. You are going to have a different opinion. This was like, it was like my third or fourth episode. I'm still getting people telling me that they think winter is last and summer's first, when obviously that is the most incorrect statement I've ever heard in my life. So at the very bottom, we're going to start at number 12, and that's going to be July. So why do I dislike July the most? Well, it's hot. It's hot. And I can like August, because by the time August comes around and it's hot, I'm like, well, we're getting closer, you know, to September. September is the bridge gap month. That doesn't mean September that's just not any hot weather, obviously, because there's days it's hot, even October. But like, September's the bridge gap where it does, in days of September, begin to finally cool off, to where June, July, and August, there's no relief. But August is closer to September, so I can appreciate August better. July, of the three hottest months, is the worst. It's just the worst. It's the absolute, it's in the middle. I could be miserable in July and I have no relief because August is right around the corner, and it just makes me want to cry myself to sleep. So July is obviously the bottom. The next one is August, because like I said, it's still hot. And because if you live in where I live, in kind of like the southeast area, it can be September and you can still have these very hot days. And so August is not like my last hot month. I'd say early September is. So it's kind of like frustrating, because by the time August hits, I'm ready for the cold. Like, I'm ready for it to cool off. I've been hot for almost 3, 4, 5 months straight. I'm ready to chill out, let it be cold, and be gone of this heat. So since it's at the end, it really frustrates me and I'm really done with it. So that's why August is 11th. Number 10 is June. No surprise here. All the bottom three are the hottest months of the year. But the reason I put June over August and July is because June is that first like hot. Like, it's hot and it can be hot in May. It can get warm in April. But like, that hot, hot every single day in June. I'm not going to lie, I actually like the heat when it's at the very beginning. When it has been cold for a good bit and you're in that transition phase, I don't mind summer or June. And also, June's going to be a big, pretty good month this year specifically. And so I just thought between those three, I'd rather have June, because it is like the first heat. So it's still like, I'm not dreading it yet, where it's like, I'm actually still semi-enjoying it, because everybody has a misconception. I like the heat. I just don't like it as much as the cold. And if I had to choose one or the other, I will choose cold, but it doesn't mean I dislike the heat. I can enjoy it. So June's going to be number 10. So that rounds off the hottest months of the year. easy peasy lemon squeezy. Now, number 9 and 8 are going to be kind of in their place for the same reason. So I'll tell you that reason. Number 9 is May. Now, I'm not going to let personal influences or personal experiences in life impact my rankings, because if that was the case, May would probably be my favorite month this year, specifically because I'm getting married in May. But this list is not for a specific year. This is year in, year out. Some of these opinions I'm sharing, I have formed years ago. So the reason I dislike May the most is because May is the transition into June. If you remember why I didn't put, or why I put Sunday so low on my list on my days ranking, was because it was transitioning into my least favorite day, which is Monday. So that's kind of what May is. I don't like June, July, or August. Between the three, I like June the most, but it doesn't mean I like June a lot. And May is that transition phase into June. So, and that's when it really is starting to get hot. So no, thank you. You can have it. Number 8 is April. Kind of for a similar reason. April is just kind of a transition into May. May's already so low on my list, but also I just really don't care for April. And I feel like my allergies that I have, whenever it's like that allergy season, I feel like May's the worst. I mean, April's like the worst. April and March are pretty bad, but March still has some really cold sequences at the beginning. So it's like my allergies may start at the end of March, which not happening at the beginning of March really helps. But April's like when everything's coming back in full swing and it's just like knocking me in the face. So April's going to be 8. May is 9 because May is the closest one to June. And that's a pretty set list. I think I go on a little spell where I'm looking at the list right now. I think maybe 5 to 7, I think they could be like swapped a little bit. But for now, 8 to 12, that's perfection in my eyes, like absolute perfection. But following number 8, number 7, we have September. I do like September because it is the transition month into cold. It is the month where it finally starts cooling off. Now, cooling off can be going from 99 degrees to 85 degrees. Well, 85 degrees is still pretty warm, but it's not boiling your skin warm. But I can respect September because of its transition, but it's just still not my favorite because, like I said, there's still a lot of hot days and it's just not my gig. Number 6 is February. So I'm just going to be straight up with you. One of the reasons I dislike February, and it's not, or at least it's not in my top 5, because I feel like 5 and 6 could be swapped. Like February could be 5, but I feel pretty good about putting it 6 because it's short. We don't ever really get like a full month feel with February. I feel like it just flies by. And the Super Bowl is always in February. And so it's the last month of NFL. It's the last month of NFL football. And that makes me sad. And so I think, well, this is the month that football ends. And so it makes me very sad. Now, September is the month that football starts. So you could very well see September have swapped over February from 7 to 6, but I'm going to let it be where it's at. February is number 6. It's just not the best, but you know why it's so high? And even though I dislike it for many reasons, and here's why it's above every other one, because it's cold and I like the cold. Number 5, we have entered the top 5. Let's recap real quick on 12 through 6. And at the very end, I will not recap 12 all the way up to 1. I'll just do top 5 again before I listen number 1. Between 12 and 6, 12 July, 11 August, 10 June, 9 May, 8 April, 7 September, 6 February. So here we are, top 5. March is number 5, kicking it off. So I like March because, like I said, I love the cold. I would much rather have the cold than the heat. But that doesn't mean I dislike times where it is warm, and especially like a good 78 degrees, you know what I mean? 75 degrees. And so March is like that first taste of that. Like early March is hot. I mean, cold, I mean. But like middle March to late March, if you're in Arkansas, you can drop some 80 degree days. But a lot of times it's like 60s, 70s. It's like we're entering back into that period of time where we're going to have some heat. And it's like that first time where it's not bitterly cold a lot of the time. And as much as I love the cold, it's a nice feeling to have that you were cold, now you're not. And so I really like March, and I like that transition phase. I like good transition. And so I can dig March. Number four, November. So I like November because it's cold. Like, this is the real deal kicking in. If you're in Arkansas, you're in that 60 degree weather. You're feeling good. At nights, it's like 40 and you're cold, and you're like, I can dig that a lot. It has good weather, or good color, I guess you could say. Like, that's that brown, that dark red, that orange kind of fall leaves cutter color. And I really like that. Like, even though I think when I've been by seasons, I put winter, fall. So obviously I like fall because it's transitioning into winter, and November is part of fall. It's a big transition month. And so I really do enjoy it. It's primetime college football, and I couldn't be more thankful for November. And that's why it's number four. Number three is October. October is kind of a similar thing. It's that first real, in my opinion, that first real cold month. Like, those are the days you really will have some cold days in October. September gets you there, but October is like the first hit. Whereas, like, some days you'll wake up, boom, it'd be like 45 degrees. And I'm like, oh yeah, baby. Oh yeah. The time changes, I believe, in October, and I like that. I'm actually a person who believes in the shorter days is better. I'm in the minority, but that's what I think. But also, October has my birthday. It's the special month that was privileged to have my birth in it. And so I got to put a top three. Absolutely. It's a special month, and I love the temperature. I love the colors, the transition in it. Top three, 100%, without a doubt. Number two, you'll know which one number one is after I list number two, but number two is January. Who doesn't like January? First of all, it's cold. We're in January right now. I like that. But second of all, it's the transition month of a whole year. Like, this is the moment you start a new year. So there's like always a bunch of exciting things in January. As February, I said, you have the NFL Super Bowl, and in January, you have the college football championship. You have college basketball in a full swing, which, if you're sports fans, you like. It's a new year, like I said, so you see a bunch of new exciting things, a bunch of people doing a bunch of cool stuff. You're trying new things. And like I said, it's cold. It's just awesome. I love January so much. And so I'm happy right now. I've been living my best life these last few days, and this is a thrill. So, recapping top five, like I said, I'm not going to recap 12 through 6 because we did that before we listed the top five. Top five, March, number four, November, number three, October, two, January, and number one, December. December. So the thing about Arkansas in December is you can have days where December, your times of the year where December and November are almost identical. Like, they actually have very similar weather patterns. And it's not till January, February, where you're getting to like that consistent every single day, relentless cold. Because in December, you can have some days. I remember like this year, December, this past year, 2022's December, it was like so cold the week of Christmas. We're having like record colds for that weekend, or at least it was the coldest it's been in a long time. But then like a week and a half later, before it was turned to New Year's, we were back to, what was it? We were back to like 50s. And 40s, when we were in like the 15s. And so it's like the good balance, because you can have those cold days, but it's also not as bad. But also December, kind of like what I said about October, October was the special month that was chosen to host my birthday. December is the month that we had chose to have the birth of Christ. Now, sure, of course, you might say, well, the birth of Christ, Christmas, we didn't choose that. It happened. Okay, well, we can't confirm that December was the time it happened. They didn't have December back in the day. I don't think they had a December or a November. And so I just think, personally, that was the day we chose to celebrate it. I don't think we can confirm that it was that day, Christmas Eve, that night of Christmas Eve, that Jesus was born on Christmas Day. I can't, if we can, then go ahead, prove me wrong. I just think that's the day that we chose to celebrate it on, which I don't have a problem with. I don't have a problem with that. I love Christmas. It's my number one holiday. And December's my favorite month. But I kind of forgot why I was so worked up about that. Not even gonna lie. But it was it's a good month. I love December. It's the ending of a year, a lot of reflection, and it's just a blast. So that's my rankings of the months. There's some good ones. There's some bad ones. Anything that's consistently hot is bad. I like to hear your rankings. If you see me out and about, you can let me know what you think. Because I know a lot of people are going to disagree with this. You may even have them flip-flopped. But thank you again for listening to the podcast. Follow it if you don't. Share it with a friend. I'm having an absolute blast. If you remember last week, I announced Ethan's Friends. It will be coming out very soon. I cannot wait for it to come out. Continue to support the podcast. I'm having a blast. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you guys next week.